This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing to employees at a town hall today he'll resign when the new administration comes in. President-elect Trump vowed to fire Wray and last week named Kash Patel as his FBI Director nominee. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Patel still faces Senate confirmation hearings.
There are background checks that have to be done by investigators for the Senate, so we'll have to see how long that plays out. But make no mistake, this interim period from the time from which the FBI director steps down until a new director is confirmed will be a critical one for the country.
New York police say the gun recovered in Pennsylvania belonging to suspect Luigi Mangione matches shell casings found at the scene of the United Healthcare CEO shooting in Manhattan, along with a fingerprint match. He's fighting extradition to New York. In California, fire crews in Malibu could see a break in the Santa Ana winds that are fueling a wildfire. Winds easing in the coming hours. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has died. 112-year-old Ruth Aunt Esther Strazewski died November 29th. Family members say she died in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Strazewski's funeral will be Saturday in Oshkosh. Two people are dead after a crash involving a semi-truck in West Central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says an SUV crossed a median on I-94 near Toma Monday night and hit the semis. A 26-year-old Minnesota woman and a 47-year-old Wisconsin man in the SUV were killed, while the truck drivers from Michigan and Minnesota were hospitalized and are expected to survive. Shortly after that crash, another semi-driver from Minnesota, who didn't follow cones and flares directing traffic around the crash, rear-ended a State Patrol squad car. A trooper who hurt his head in that crash was hospitalized, while the semi-driver involved wasn't injured. The westbound Beltline in Madison was shut down for 3 hours Monday night after a pedestrian was hit by a car. It happened around 7 near Fish Hatchery Road. Madison police say the pedestrian died as a result. Authorities are now trying to figure out why the person was walking on the Beltline. Wisconsin could soon be another step closer to authorizing a sandhill crane hunting season. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes is scheduled to vote on 3 draft bills, 2 of which would authorize sandhill crane hunting in the state to help protect farms from crop damage. Because there is no hunting season for the birds, Wisconsin farmers are unable to receive compensation for lost crops. Agriculture officials say the sandhill cranes caused nearly $2 million in estimated crop damage in 2023. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball, the Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last 3 in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any lingering flurries wrap up this evening, clearing overnight, cold, low 0 to 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. For tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 10 above. Warming up, though, to the mid-20s by Friday with a wintry mix Friday night and Saturday. Currently, we're at 15.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Test, test, test.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabba.
Let's light it up. Let's do it. It is Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba. What are the odds? Great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in Wisconsin tonight. It is it's great that we could connect like this. So let's take the next 2 hours and talk about the things we love. My fellow couch potatoes, talk about TV, talk about movies, books, music, and maybe we'll have some laughs too. Riding shotgun, as always, is the lovable producer, Conrad.
Hey.
Well said. All right. how are you doing tonight, Conrad? Hey, it was kind of, you didn't happen to golf the last 2 days, did you?
Not the last two, no.
Because it was pretty, like, I mean, it wasn't like tropical or anything, but it was, probably could have gotten 18 holes in, right?
I don't know if any of the courses are still open after, in December, it's kind of crazy to keep the course open.
If golf wants to be taken seriously as a sport, keep the damn courses open until there's snow on the ground.
No, snow golf is fun. Why not?
Yeah, use orange balls, right?
I mean, that might not be the worst problem out there, but
I think it could be fun. That to me would make golf more exciting, actually. But what do I know? Great to have you with us tonight, folks. This is Nightlight. We have a lot of fun planned for this evening. So it is good that you are here, and we hope that you partake in said fun. We've got a question of the night. We've got guests. We've got interesting topics. It's all coming your way over the next 2 hours. Starting us off tonight in the guest column, batting leadoff is our favorite wrestling announcer and fellow Civic Media team member. He works out of WRJN in Wisconsin, Racine. Rich LoCascio will be here. Be exciting to see Rich.
Maybe get a new nickname, too.
I need a new nickname. I had the punching bag. Rich is a wrestling announcer, and we went over this the last time or a couple times ago when he was on the show. We tried to come up with a nickname for me that he could announce me in a wrestling match. First, we came up with the punching bag. We decided that wasn't going to instill fear in my opponents.
No.
So we changed that to the Schwabinator, which I think was pretty good.
That is pretty good.
And Rich did a great job, kind of laying that track down for us. I don't know. We'll have to dig that up, or maybe he could redo it if we can come up with a new nickname. That would be fine, too. Rich will be here. He is about to turn 40. That's very exciting in a young man's life. So we'll talk about Rich's birthday, too. And then at 7:05, we have – this is kind of exciting. I love kind of changing things up. And we had Charo on the show a couple months ago. She was delightful. Lots of fun, lots of energy, and playing that same theater in Baraboo, the Al Ringling Theater in beautiful Baraboo, Wisconsin, is the Swedish jazz queen, as she is known, Gunhild Carling. I always want to say Grunhild for some reason. Gunhild Carling. We had a chance to talk with her a couple days ago. We will play that interview. She was a lot of fun, and interestingly enough, reminded me a lot of Charo, just from an energy standpoint. She also dances. She plays like 20 instruments, and she's got a great sense of humor. So I talked to her. We'll play that at 7:05. Tickets are still available for that show, I believe, at the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo. And I think she's there December 6th? I think it's this Saturday, actually. She'll be there. So we will give you more information on that coming up. And then at 7:20, Northeast Wisconsin-based writer Brett Kissinger will be in the studio. He has a new book out. We will talk about that with Brett. I think it's so cool that people still read books. Even more cool that they still write them, because I, as a former English major, used to be a big-time reader. But now, thanks to iPads and iPhones, my attention span is nothing. See what I did there, Conrad? I'm trying to be more of a reader. So I will ask Brett for some tips when he is here. We'll talk about his new book. He's always fun to talk to. That's at 7:20. What am I forgetting, Conrad? Are there guests we have in secret that we're going to roll out? That covers it, right?
Well, I think we got to get to the question.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Are Christmas cards outdated? Do you still send them out? That is tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Feel free to elaborate as to why you don't or why you do. As I mentioned recently on the phone, right when we got into the season, or on the show, right when we got into the season, I stopped sending them out because I just, honest to God, did not have the energy. I mean, I know hundreds of people. And where do you find the cutoff? Do you just go family? Family and close friends? Work colleagues? It's exhausting. I just don't do it. And a lot of times I feel like people that send them out, it's sort of, it's like a show-off type thing. And I don't want to be that guy either. What do you think about that, Conrad? Do you think it's like if you sent out a picture, your most handsome picture, do you think you're just looking for people to say, oh, you're so handsome, Conrad? Sometimes I feel like that's why people send them out.
I expect at least 10 you're handsomes.
Okay. Out of how many cards sent out?
Out of 10.
Okay. You want to bet 1,000, right? But some people just do it because they're personal and they're lovely. And I like getting them. And when I read them, the ones I get, especially when there's a note involved, I do feel guilty that I don't still send them out. So I'm kind of torn here, but I don't do it anymore. I'm wondering if you do. Let me know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Are they outdated? What's your process? Let us know. Maybe you'll motivate Conrad and I to start sending cards out again. How about a nightlight Christmas card? That could be kind of fun. Or maybe we'll just do a post. See, that's what everybody does. They just post it electronically. It's so much easier. And that's what I tend to do more these days. But I think Kristen Lyerly was here last night. And like she said, there is nothing like getting a handwritten letter. And I agree with that. I just can't write anymore. You know, she kind of bailed on the question, too. I said, I can't. I said, my arm muscles don't work. She made a joke. She went for the low-hanging fruit of why my right arm muscles not work as well. But honestly, it's so hard to write. My cursive is terrible, and my printing is worse. So I would type something, and that would seem impersonal. But honestly, that's just, you're going to get at least a legible note from me if I do it that way. So let us know. It's always more fun when you guys get involved. And as you know, you can comment on anything we're talking about tonight. I'm going to lead things off this discussion. This was out yesterday. I think this ran in my Hollywood Beats either today or yesterday. Keira Knightley. You ever see the movie Love Actually?
I think I have, but it's been super long. But it's the one with the note cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a lovely movie. It's kind of a feel-good film, a holiday film. I've seen it maybe 1.5, maybe 2 times, liked it. Keira Knightley says it was creepy because when Andrew Lincoln shows up at the door to do the cue cards, she said she told the director it was creepy. And I didn't know what she meant until I kept reading the article. And apparently, at the time, Keira Knightley was 17. Andrew Lincoln was like 31 or 30. And he's trying to woo her from her husband, Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's like 28, and married this 17-year-old girl. I mean, I know it was, what, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever. That's still weird. And I hate when I find something out that kind of changes the movie for me. Or like when a songwriter who did something creepy, when I hear that, I just can't enjoy it as...
News from the center, WRCE.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot?
Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
I got Rich's name wrong again. I said Locasio, didn't I? You told me it was Locasio. Were you wrong?
I actually don't remember how you just said it.
I said Locasio because I asked you last night before we did the promo, but I saw he just messaged us. Or it was somewhere here. Okay, please remind Pete of the pronunciation of my last name, Locasio. Doggone it, Conrad. You took a powder on Locasio's name. Locasio. All right, Rich Locasio is here at 6:35. He's one of our frequent flyers here at Nightlight. Always fun to talk to Rich. That's coming up. On the stream, we have the Nightlight email address, nightlight@civicmedia.us. If you're on the stream and you want to send us a Christmas story, your favorite Christmas cookie, Christmas movie, Christmas carol, whatever, your Christmas routine, if you go to Midnight Mass or if you hang out with family or if you celebrate Hanukkah, that's fine as well, or Kwanzaa, whatever. Tell us what you do. We will do it. We will discuss it on our Christmas Eve show before we play 24 hours of Christmas music. Sarah Jean on the stream says, I still send out Christmas cards. I actually have an annual family gathering that we get together and fill them out, or some even make their own. I sent out around 45 cards this year. That sounds very sensible. 45 cards is doable. I'm down with that, Sarah. Sarah continues, the annual card day is a fun day of food, Christmas movies, catching up. It's a fun time. Now, see, that's a great idea. If you make an event of it, it's less painful. Because I used to sit down, my wife and I would sit down and address these cards and put a personalized message. It was so time consuming. You got to track down people's addresses. Do I sound like a curmudgeon?
Kind of.
I'm okay with that. Craig Anthony checking in on the stream. Always used to send out Christmas cards complete with a summary letter of all the cool things that took place over the year. It also included a family picture. When it got to be too hard to get the picture taken each year, the cards sadly stopped as well. Craig, I think you just need to send a picture of yourself. Anytime a dude sends out a card with a picture of himself, it would make me laugh just because I think it takes guts. You know what would be weirder is if I sent out a Christmas card of just me and I've got a wife and two kids. It said from the Schwabas, Merry Christmas, but here's just a picture of me. Wow, that would be weird. People would probably suggest therapy. All right, so kicking over to the text line, let us know. Do you still send out Christmas cards? That's our question tonight. You can tell us your process like Craig just did, or Sarah Jean. That's a great idea to make an event out of it and probably a better way to get things done. On the text line, Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends. She says, I read every day, love books. I knew Sherry was going to say that. I think you've told us that before, Sherry. also to make me feel guilty. It's working. I will become a reader again. That is my vow to you, Sherry. She said, yes, I just sent out Christmas cards today. Family, close friends. That's the way to do it. Sherry says, I'll send a card. Oh, she's going to send Civic Media card. That's nice. We'll get you that address, Sherry. Sherry also says, love John Prine. Me too, Sherry. He's one of my favorite songwriters. John Prine, Bruce Springsteen, and Gordon Lightfoot are probably my favorite songwriter. Maybe even John Denver, if you go the folky route. Jim from Appleton says, nickname. This is when it comes to a wrestling nickname for me, the Schwabba Bomber. I like that. What do you think about that, Conrad, the Schwabba Bomber?
I like it.
Yeah. We'll see what Rich can do with that. All right, we have a phone call. Who's on the phone?
It's Jim from Appleton.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Pete. How are you doing? You guys had a great show.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm glad you're a part of it. Thanks so much. I liked your nickname, the Schwabba Bomber. I can work with that. We'll see what Rich can do.
Cool. I appreciate that. I have a word for this holiday season that covers almost everything.
Oh, please share.
But it's impossible to type. So, Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Wow.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
I like
that. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Everything's in there.
I think you need to copyright that because you just said it on the radio. Someone could steal it. That's like right up there with turducken, like the Thanksgiving meal on the NFL. That's great. I love that, Jim.
Well, thank you.
We will, Conrad, let's make a note of that. We got to bring that up again. We'll see what we can do with that. Jim, if we make money off your suggestion, we'll give you a taste, okay?
All right.
Okay,
sounds
buddy. Thanks, man. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jim from Appleton, one of our most frequent texters. That's a great, I've already forgotten it. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Is that it?
I think we're missing another syllable in there.
Somehow I worked Arbor Day into there. I don't know how that works. All right. Rich LoCascio coming up in just a few minutes. Let's never get his name wrong, please. He's one of our favorite. We've massacred it on more. It's kind of weird because, and I don't know if Rich would be open to this, but maybe let's try to talk him into going with LoCascio. Just because that would make it easier for us when he's on the show. Is that too much to ask?
I don't know.
Rich LoCascio. It's LoCascio. We'll respect your name, Rich. Excited to talk to you in a few minutes. We have to go already? Is it already time for the news, or was that a... Did you do a George Costanza? Did your elbow move and hit the button? Music? You know what I'm excited about? I am not... I've said this before, and I'm probably wrong. I say I'm not a zombie guy. But I loved The Walking Dead. I got into it, and I watched it. I liked the HBO, Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us.
I've actually never... I didn't watch that yet, but I played I played the video game.
I liked it. And now the 28 Days series, I have not seen any of that. And now there's about to be three movies out. I'm kind of excited because I feel like they get good reviews. They're well done. I am going to throw myself into Zombieland again and watch those movies. Oh, and I saw Zombieland with Woody Harrelson.
I love that movie.
That was funny.
I liked it a lot.
Bill Murray in that was so funny. I was not expecting that. I love weird movies like that. All right. Send us your Christmas stories, your favorite cookies, movies, stories, carols, whatever, to nightlight@civicmedia.us. We'll read them on Christmas Eve before we launch into a day and a half of Christmas music here at Civic Media. Got a fun show. Great to have you with me tonight. Rich LoCascio is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back after your award-winning news team here at Civic Media. It helps to keep you informed. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. For years now, some consumers have been getting text messages stating that a major delivery carrier needs them to update delivery preferences on a package by clicking a link. The problem? The texts are scams and the links result in the theft of personal information, money, or both. Most consumers love the convenience of making purchases online and having them shipped straight to their doorstep. Delivery scams and theft are particularly prevalent during the holidays when more packages are shipped, but they can happen year-round. Scammers are hoping shoppers are busy or distracted and will act without thinking. The first scams to look out for are phishing texts or emails that pose as official notices from delivery companies. These either contain a tracking link, a message that the shipper is having difficulty delivering a package to you, or a link to update delivery preferences. Clicking the link either takes you to a form that asks for personally identifying information or to a site that downloads malware onto your computer. Another delivery scam involves fake missed delivery tags. Scammers place a note on your door that claims they are having challenges delivering a package to you. They ask you to call a phone number to reschedule your delivery, but it's a ruse to get your personal information. A different delivery scam includes a text stating the USPS package has arrived at the warehouse and cannot be delivered due to incomplete address information. Please confirm your address in the link. Other delivery-related issues shoppers face involve package theft. Many consumers have had their packages stolen before they arrive home from work. Thieves snatch packages from doorsteps or lobbies of apartment or condo complexes. Criminals even follow delivery and postal trucks. When the truck leaves, the crooks move in and grab the parcels. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any lingering flurries wrap up this evening, clearing overnight, cold, low 0 to 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. For tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 10 above. Warming up, though, to the mid-20s by Friday with a wintry mix Friday night and Saturday. Right now, it's 13.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right.
now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Well, it took us a little while, folks, but we got it together here, and we are lighting it up a little late tonight due to some technical difficulties we had, but our outstanding engineers in Madison and here in Green Bay worked tirelessly to get us live on the air. So it is great to be with you, and hopefully better late than never. Wherever you are in Wisconsin, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, and riding shotgun here and working diligently to get us on the air is the lovable producer, Conrad. Well done, young man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tip of the hat to, who is it, Chris Casper? Drew?
It was Drew.
Well done, Drew. You guys are the best. Thank you for getting us back on the air. Glad we could be with you, and we will bring you the last three quarters of Nightlight tonight. Conrad, let's get the question in quick before we bring Dan in. Can we do that?
All let's right. talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What app can you not live without? That's right. It is National App Day, ladies and gentlemen. National App Day. So our question tonight, we're doing it in a very abbreviated fashion here so we can get to our guests. What app can't you live without? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll start my poker app. I got to play Texas Hold'em. I've probably been playing for 20 years. I cannot live without my Texas. Now, email aside, and all the things that technically are apps like banking and stuff like that, what's the one app you're kind of addicted to? Let us know on the text line, on the stream, or on the app. However you are finding us, just please find us and be part of the show. Conrad, what about you?
I would have to say it's YouTube for me.
Really? Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, you know
I watch a lot of content, I feel like, on there. And I feel like if I didn't have it, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, me too.
I have to watch a movie now. I can't just watch like a 13 minutes.
It's probably a close second to me too. So, but let us know what you think. We've got a great show tonight, even though it's abbreviated. Coming up at 7:05, Kurt Kraus will be here in studio talking independent film and about his latest project. He is a Northeastern Wisconsin-based actor. But right now, let's not waste any more time. The kidding around is pretty much over. I'm very excited to welcome this next guest. He joined the Civic Media team a few months ago. He's an absolute political rock star, and he's the creator of the award-winning Recombobulation Area, a weekly column and online publication and podcast. Please join me, if you would, in welcoming Milwaukee journalist and Civic Media's own Dan Schaefer. Dan, how are you?
Good evening, Mr. Schwabba.
Dude.
So glad to be with you.
It's great to have you. I didn't think this was going to happen, but we've got a great team here at Civic Media, and they got us up and running. And I've been trying to have you on the show for a while now, so it's really fun. I love what you do, and you make politics and current events fun, and I absolutely love it.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And it's been quite the project. Getting the Recombobulation Area up and running and growing the project and all of that. And now it's even better to be joining everyone else here in the Civic Media extended universe.
Oh, well said. Are you okay? I have to get this out of the way. My wife was excited you're on the show tonight because she's also a UW Oshkosh grad. I did my research on you, and it's exciting. You've come a long way from the advanced Titan into the world of major national news and political politics. So great job.
Yeah, that's right. My first byline was at the UW Oshkosh Advanced Titan. My my sophomore year of college, I started writing opinion columns. A friend of mine in my English class was working at the Advanced Titan at the time. He said, "Hey, you're a pretty good writer. Would you ever want to write for the newspaper?" And I was like, "Oh, that sounds like a pretty good idea." And here we are 20 years later.
How about that?
Working in journalism. That's right.
Very cool. We also have a mutual friend, at least according to LinkedIn, Brad Lichtenstein. Do you know Brad?
Yeah, I think I covered Brad's work when he was doing some documentaries in and around Milwaukee. A couple famous moments in the, kind of after Act 10. Was passed a decade or so ago that he was able to capture.
He makes such good films, and he made a film called When Claude Got Shot. I interviewed him on my PBS TV show a few years ago. Great guy, great interview. So I feel like we're connected through many channels here, and it's a great way to kick off this interview, Dan.
Absolutely. So, well, you know, it's Wisconsin is a big, small town in a lot of ways. We've all got like 1 or 2 degrees of separation between our neighbors around the state, don't we?
Absolutely. For those listening who haven't heard you on Civic Media, and I doubt there are many people, but just in case, tell us about the Recombobulation podcast and column and how it came to be. That's a great name, by the way.
Yeah, well, I know if I got nothing else right with the whole project, I got the name right. I've always loved the name at the. So I of course used the name from the Milwaukee Airport, the famous post security area at the Milwaukee Airport. You go through security, you take your shoes off, get everything through to get scanned and all of that, and then they have the signs up after you get through that says the recombobulation area. And now recombobulation area is not a word. It's not anything that is sanctioned at any official airport. It's something that's done in any kind of official capacity. And it's just uniquely Milwaukee. And so I worked at Milwaukee Magazine, about a decade ago now, and we were doing one of our best of issues. And one of the ideas that I pitched was the recombobulation area as one of the best of things in Milwaukee. And I got to learn a little bit more about it. And the former airport director, Barry Bateman, was just kind of a quirky guy. And he came up with this idea to have signs once you go through security, because, you know, it's a discombobulating process, right? So you go through security and you piece everything together. And I thought that would be a great name for a weekly opinion column, because we have this discombobulating news cycle in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, you need a place to kind of take a moment, take a beat, get your shoes back on, piece everything together before you get to your destination. So I started that, the recombobulation area. Actually, it was a part-time effort that I started it. I was a stay-at-home dad at the time, started this in late 2019, you know, started it as a weekly opinion column. And basically something to do while my daughters were napping, and then picked it up from there, eventually grew it to be, you know, my full-time job and small business and all of that. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier this summer, we joined the Civic Media Network, and I'm now the political editor at Civic Media, along with, being the founder and operator of the Recombobulation Area, which has grown to include podcasts and other contributors and the occasional video interview and all sorts of fun stuff.
So I love
it. It's been quite the journey.
Love stories like that, where you just kind of started off, like you said, in your home while your daughters are napping. Next thing you know, you're a mogul, Dan. You're building it into, you're almost at mogul status. So that's pretty cool. What are your favorite stories, without getting into too much inside baseball, regarding politics? What are your favorite type of stories to cover? Elections or breaking news regarding a politician or a scandal? It seems like your job is, there's never a dull moment.
Yeah, you know, I really like to approach things from a lot of different ways. I'll be the data guy, and I'll be it'll be a deep dive on the numbers, on the polling, whatever it might be. And then sometimes I will take some time for a really big, you know, feature story where I interview, you know, dozens of people and try to stitch together a narrative. And then other times it will just be, you know, it'll be very much like an opinion column, but it'll be what I have to say about a certain topic and what have you. So, you know, I really like to, you know, write about things, approach things from a lot of different ways. You know, I'm a big basketball fan. And the way I kind of think about it is you can't just score one way, right? You're not, you know, you right. can't score just shooting three pointers. You gotta score at the rim. You gotta make your free throws. You gotta make some long distance shots and all of that. So you gotta, you know, I really like to have a broad scope of ways to cover news and politics and try to do it in a way that is digestible and interesting and can, you know, offer people an opportunity to really take some deep dives on some big topics too. You know, one of the big projects that I've worked at the Recombobulation Area for the last couple of election cycles, and this year brought over to the Civic Media Network, was I wrote a preview series of every last race on the ballot for the Wisconsin State Legislature.
Right.
So yes, I'm the only guy crazy enough to preview all 115 races in the Wisconsin State Legislature. But I think, you know, those types of deep dives That's the stuff that I really like to get into.
That's the epitome. That is the epitome of a deep dive. I'm talking to Dan Schaefer. He is the Civic Media political editor and does great work here under the same roof. Let me ask you this, Dan. When it comes to politics, who is someone on the left and someone on the right that you think has a bright future in the party or could bring people together looking down the road a bit? Is there someone in each party?
Well, I like to keep things local. So we'll start, just focusing on people, I guess, within Wisconsin. You know, there's a whole lot of different approaches you could take to answer that question on a national scale. But I'll talk about Wisconsin first here. And so I am, of course, based in Milwaukee. And when I was just getting started, one of the first races I really covered around here was the one for Milwaukee County Executive when it was an open race. In early 2020. And one of the people I endorsed in that race actually was now County Executive David Crowley. And, you know, he's a real up and comer in Milwaukee politics. He was just reelected last year to his second term. And, you know, he really tries to approach politics as a bridge builder and wants to bring people together. He was in the legislature before running for Milwaukee County Executive and talked about taking a bipartisan approach on different things. And I think, you know, especially in Milwaukee, where we have, you know, it can be a very segregated city in a lot of ways. We can have a lot of polarizing politics between the city and the suburbs. And I think Crowley really takes, you know, a very forward thinking, inclusive type of approach to being a county executive. And I do think that's going to bode well for him in the future. You know, he's a pretty young guy as well. He's, like I said, he's in his second term. He's a millennial like myself and in his late 30s. And, you know, I know he also has I've run into him around town a few times. He also has daughters, young daughters, and I also have young daughters. So we have a lot in common that way as well. So I think he's somebody with a real bright future in Wisconsin politics.
Cool. And is there a local person from the right? I don't even know if he is from the right or left, who you just said, but is there someone on the other side of the aisle that you think coming up could be could unite people or has a bright future?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Well, so David Crowley is a Democrat, of course. Okay. So he is coming from that side of things. You know, somebody I don't necessarily agree with all the time, but somebody who I do think does have a bright future in the state, I think, is Brian Steil. I do take a close look at the numbers, a lot of these races, and, you know, he was just reelected in the first congressional district. And, you know, even though that he had more, he was coming up against more spending this cycle than he had in previous ones, he, you know, expanded his margins a little bit. So I do think, you know, he has a potentially bright future in the state of Wisconsin as well.
Great answers. We are going to I want to ask you before we do a quick break here, Dan, do you have a favorite political or journalism movie?
Oh, that's a great question.
Spotlight.
I'll go with Spotlight. I really did like Spotlight a lot. Yeah, I'll go with that one. That was a more recent one. You know, I had Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo in that one. So good to have a Wisconsin connection with that one. Yeah, I would say Spotlight is a more recent one. I would say, you know, a show that I like, I watch more TV shows than I do movies. And this is a show that gets to a lot of different parts of government, a lot of different parts of journalism. My favorite show of all time is The Wire on HBO.
Great show. I'm totally with you.
And I think, you know, people will talk about like what's the best show of all time. And people will say The Sopranos or Mad Men or Breaking Bad. I will always go with The Wire. And I think, you know, living in Milwaukee, there's a lot of comparisons to be made between Milwaukee and Baltimore. And what have you there. So I think that's my favorite show.
That's a great point. And that's a great political show too. They deal with City Hall and the police department. Phenomenal show by David Simon. Dan Schaefer is here. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, he got a shout out recently from a pretty famous person. I'll ask him about that. And we'll ask him what movies he loves to watch or hopes his kids pick because he has to sit through them too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. After two recounts, an incumbent North Carolina Supreme Court justice was declared the winner by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Her GOP challenger now claims 60,000 of those voters were ineligible. Democratic Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin December 10th, after a machine recount in November didn't change the margin's percentage. Tuesday's partial hand recount found no evidence to justify Griffin's request for a full hand recount, according to North Carolina Newsline. Griffin has refused to concede the race and in November appealed to the North Carolina Elections Board to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Newsline reports that his challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's voting rights restoration after sentences and probation are completed. He and the North Carolina GOP are also challenging voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Mail ballots from military and overseas voters have been questioned as well. The State Elections Board meets this week to consider the challenges. A spokesperson for the Riggs campaign said in a statement, "This election has concluded and the voters have issued a clear verdict in electing Justice Riggs." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back. Steve says, Steve's in the 920. He says, Google Maps is an app I use every day due to my job. This app would have saved a lot of arguments on family trips trying to read a real paper map back in the day. I kind of miss the paper map. I have to be honest. I have no idea where I am now. But if my app is down, I'm screwed. Conrad's mom checks in and says, since we have moved to a different town, I can't live without Google Maps to find my way around. Well, there you go. Sounds like there's a blissful marital harmony there with the Krieger household. We will read more of your texts in just a bit. We're playing catch up here. What is an app you can't live without? It's National App Day, and that's our question of the night here on Nightlight. Kurt Krause is coming up soon. We are going to talk about indie film here in Wisconsin and a new project he is working on. And right now, I'm excited to have Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area. If you haven't checked it out, it's a great podcast and an online publication. You can check it all out at civicmedia.us. And the creator of said Recombobulation Area, I can't stop saying that name, I love it so much, is Dan Schaefer, and he is here with us on the stream right now. Dan, we were talking about The Wire, and you know, I've been on the air just a little over a year, and I always feel like when I really like a show and I want to do it justice or pay homage to it somehow, I get overwhelmed and I don't know how to do it. Like, cause I can't spend too much time on it, but The Wire is one of those shows. And, do you have a favorite character?
Oh man. There's so many good characters, on that show. You know what? I would say one of my favorites is Bunny Colvin, the police.
Oh yeah.
Sergeant who tries to do things a little bit differently and keeps running up against blocks. Another Lester Freeman. He wants to follow the money. He's one of my favorites. And then you gotta love Omar. I mean,
I was just gonna say,
absolutely classic, legendary character, played so well by the late Michael K. Williams.
He was so great, and he would walk the streets at night and rob drug dealers. And when you heard Omar whistling in the alley, like the tough guys went running. It was so great. It was just such an excellent show. And Lance Reddick was on the show too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
played a very similar role on Bosch, which I also love as a cop show. But he was great on The Wire too. Hey, Dan, you recently, or maybe a couple months ago, got a shout out from Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I don't even remember where I saw it. If it was somebody shared it from Civic Media or if it was on your Twitter feed, but what a cool thing. Seinfeld is such a great show. She's so great. How did you get connected with her? How did she become aware of you? Do you even know?
You know, it was just kind of one of those fortuitous things that happened. So about a year and a half ago now, I was working on a bunch of coverage of the 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And I got a message from somebody who said they were, you know, connected to Julie Louis-Dreyfus saying, hey, we want to, you know, get involved with this race. We want to talk to, you know, some advocates, some influencers, some different people in the mix for this race. And you ended up, it just happened to be one of the people that she got in touch with for this, and then was able to kind of connect with her team and all of that. And it was a really exciting opportunity. And then I wrote a piece at the time was about that race, about, you know, some of the big issues in it, about gerrymandering and about how that issue connected to so many other ones in Wisconsin. And then she was able to promote that on her various social channels. And then again, this year, when we made the big announcement that I would be joining Civic Media, she congratulated me on her Twitter feed there as well. And it's so funny the way these things work, right? You know, I'm a huge, huge Seinfeld fan. And I was on the phone with my sister. We share a Netflix account. She lives in a different state. And we were talking. We realized that we were both independently doing a Seinfeld rewatch at the time. And this was right days before I got the message from her team that they wanted to get involved or something. So it's almost like, you know, when you're when you have an app open and you say, you know, you're out of toothpaste, and all of a sudden you get a bunch of toothpaste ads on your Facebook feed or whatever it is. It almost felt like that for me, saying, you know, because we were doing the, you know, talking about the rewatch, we were both saying that her performance as Elaine on that show, it maybe holds up as well as anything from that series still today. And she's such an absolute legend. It was such a joy to be able to work with her on that.
That's so cool. And you're right. Her character, it's so strange. And I didn't realize this till you just said that. The guys almost, they're still funny, but they're not outdated. But there's something, if something is dated about Seinfeld, it's those performances. But she is like this, I don't know, she's just like a trailblazer as a female character.
She transcends time and space. And, you know, and then so you look at all the stuff with her as Selena Meyer and as Veep.
Yeah,
and all of that. She's just, you know, the greatest comedic actress of all in American history. That's
pretty good fan no to question. Have. Pretty good fan yeah, to have there, buddy.
I'll take it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So when you're done covering politics at the end of the day, aside from The Wire, what are you watching now? You said you're more of a TV watcher than a movie watcher. What do you watch from an adult standpoint on TV before we get into your kids' movies?
Yeah. So, you know, as a parent of young children, I don't get a chance to go see a lot of movies in the theater. But it does also mean that I'm home at night a lot of the times. And after I put my kids to bed, I like to watch, you know, just different dramas, TV shows, things like that. I guess the most recent one that I really got into was the, you know, kind of the HBO spinoff show from the Batman universe, the show The Penguin.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
Which Colin Farrell has a performance as the Penguin there. It's a really good...
Do you
good...
even believe that's him? It's crazy.
It took me a couple of episodes to even put it together that it was him.
Hey, Dan, can we keep you for a couple minutes after the news?
Sure.
We want to take a quick Christmas movie quiz. Dan and I are going to take it at the same time. Conrad picked like four movies. We'll do that. We'll just have a couple minutes more before we can send Dan back to take care of his kids tonight after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We'll have more with Dan Schaefer when we come back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney and host of Amicus and Law Review, James Santel, will join me to discuss the ramification of FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down, what it means for the FBI specifically and the DOJ in general. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation continues to grudgingly hang on. The government reported a 0.3% hike in the cost of living in November, up 2.7% since last year.
Economists are saying we could see the Fed pause these interest rate cuts early next year as they wait to see where inflation heads. We know it's moving closer to the Fed's 2% target. It's just that last mile, so to speak, has been a tough one to get inflation to that point.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. The House passed and sent to the Senate the $895 billion National Defense Authorization Act, which provides military funding. It'll include a double-digit pay raise for about half of the enlisted service members. President-elect Trump calls it a great day for America. Christopher Wray announced his resignation as FBI director at the end of the Biden administration. 7 years into a 10-year term, he was originally appointed by Trump, who now wants loyalist Kash Patel for the job. This is ABC News. America.